Right now, though, we're going to the phone lines where we are joined by Aidan King from Hillsong Young and Free here to talk about the release of their new single, Best Friends. Aidan, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And first of all, calling us from Australia, well, it's certainly a different time, but we know that God is faithful in every time. And even in these challenging times, especially so. And you guys have released a new song called Best Friends. And obviously, you guys, this is something you guys were working on before the virus and stuff hit. But in some ways, I think it's a timely thing because, well, tell us about the message of the song. Because you guys had a real specific purpose with this song.
Yeah, this song is, it's definitely, it's an interesting song now because, you know, we can't gather and stuff. And this song is so much about, you know, unity and togetherness. And I think, you know, in this time right now, we're trying to find that in different ways. And, you know, online allows us to be that way. But, you know, this song was essentially, it's kind of just like a, it's a commentary on youth culture, social culture at the moment. And this, you know, this need amongst us as people to, you know, often follow the trend, do what everyone else is doing. And, you know, as Christians, we believe that, you know, we're called to live differently and we're called to be a light. And even more so, you know, in the times that we're going through, you know, people are looking for hope. They're looking for something that's real, something that's genuine. And I believe, you know, that the church and, you know, us as Christians can actually be that light for people. And so this song's essentially about that. You know, the chorus lyric is, you know, all of my best friends are sick of pretending we want the truth. And, you know, our prayer is that, you know, I guess that this song would, I guess, inspire people to actually go, you know what, I want to take my faith seriously and I actually want to, you know, I don't want to talk the talk. I want to walk this out in this journey called faith. So, yeah, that's pretty much the song.
And do you think with everything that's going on with this virus out there, I mean, it's obviously causing people to rethink things, rethink their lives, even in the face of mortality and thinking about, you know, the real threat this is to people. What opportunity do you see in that for the gospel and for a group like you to kind of speak into that?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is such a, you know, it's obviously such a challenging time and people are really worried and, you know, and a lot of that is actually, you know, I feel like is warranted. You know, I feel like there is a lot to be scared of, but, you know, where there is darkness, I think the light shines even brighter. And I think as Christians, our place is to be a stable place, a place that, you know, that we are pointing people to Jesus, which I guess is the ultimate comforter. He's the guy that is going to love you through whatever you're going through. And I think, you know, our place right now is so important in bringing people to the truth and bringing them back to a place where they can find joy and comfort. And I know there's so many stories, but for me, it's been interesting in this time because I've had so many friends that, you know, aren't in church or used to be or haven't been for a while and who are, you know, reaching out and want to talk and, you know, have been listening to worship music and want to talk about it. And I think, you know, times like this do cause people to question. They want to know more. And I think if we can be point people to the answer, I think we're doing our job.
And it really has, you know, I'm a pastor in addition to hosting here, Aidan. And so it's caused us to rethink how we're doing church, you know, and doing things online virtually. And I know you guys were part of the Winter Jam tour. Obviously that got canceled out, the last part of that tour. You guys aren't able to tour around now, but it is giving ministries and churches a new opportunity to approach ministry in different ways. So how are you guys in Young and Free? Obviously you just shared a little bit with just friends connecting with you on Facebook and things like that, but how are you guys in Young and Free maybe trying to use this opportunity to maybe reach out to people in different ways since you can't do shows and things like that?
Yeah, a lot of churches, everything's moving online. And so, you know, we've got, we run our youth program online that we film with a very small group of people, you know, in a way that, you know, is safe and whatnot. And that streams every Friday night in Australia. And then we also do kind of all over the world. Then we, you know, I guess we're just trying to learn to use Instagram and Instagram Live and connect people in that way. And, you know, I think we're all trying to figure that out. But I do think it presents us with the unique, you know, opportunity to be even closer to the people that listen to our music or come in touch with us, because we're actually, our interactions can actually be, in a lot of ways, way more intentional and personal.
Any plans for doing a living room concert? You jamming away on the couch there?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think we're trying to do something this week. And, you know, we're constantly trying to think of things that we can do. You know, we're doing like little live streams here and there. And, you know, I think we'll definitely do more of that, because I feel like, you know, we're definitely, I think, not being able to be on the road and, you know, leading people in worship and doing that stuff actually is, you know, it's what we all love doing. And, you know, I know it's the same for so many people that can't do that at the moment. And so, you know, whatever we can do, we definitely want to be trying to do.
Now, do you find this, has this time that you've had, is this an opportunity as an artist to do some, have you found yourself doing a lot of writing with this, or are you someone who you get inspired by being out on the road and traveling around?
yeah, I think I am definitely very much an extrovert. So for me, it's like being out on the road and meeting people is definitely such a source of like, you know, inspiration for me. But I set up a studio at my house, which I've never had. And I've been spending so much time trying to write. And I don't know, it feels like, you know, I think God obviously will use anything for good. And it feels like in this season, like definitely feels like a reset for the world in a lot of ways. Mm. I think it's making people now, like you said before, like rethink their position on where they stand on things. Like, it's causing us to be quiet, to be still. And then even personally for me, it's caused me to actually stop and be like, okay, what's going on? And, you know, writing to me is definitely where I feel like I get to spend time with God, and also where I don't know, I just get to let that stuff out. And so I've been trying to do a lot of that.
You know, and I think you make a great point there that it has forced us to be still. I think in Western influenced cultures like America, like Australia, like Europe, you know, we're so go, 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 go. We're always online. We're always connected. We're always doing something. To be forced to kind of stop and be still, I think is a foreign and very disquieting and upsetting for a lot of people that we're not used to this, are we?
No, not at all. I think it's bizarre. And I think it's like, even for me, I'm thinking like, my goodness, this is the longest, you know, I'm going to be home in Australia for probably the last 6-7 years. You know, the last 6-7 years, we've been traveling so much and it's been nonstop. It's one thing to the next. And I think it's the first time ever where I'm like, oh, wow, like even just the little things, you know, like, oh, I might cook dinner. I haven't done that in a long time. Like, it's so interesting because it actually makes you, like, ground you in every sense. You know, obviously, I can't fly out of Australia for, at this stage, 3 months. It looks like our borders are closed and all the flights leaving Sydney are closed. And so it's definitely this strange, it's a once-in-a-100-year type thing. And I think if we can, you know, choose to lean into it and to lean into, I guess, maybe the invitation that God's throwing out there to get to know him more, then I think we're actually going to come out of it, you know, better.
We're talking with Aidan King from Hillsong Young and Free. Their new single, Best Friends, is releasing out, and we've talked a little bit about that. And so obviously no touring coming up anytime soon, and who knows when that will resume. A lot of things are up in the air about that. But when you do get back out, you know, eventually this is going to pass, eventually this will lift, and you guys are going to head out on tour and doing shows again. Do you see this maybe changing the way you do your show, changing the way you interact with people? Can you foresee maybe a different way of ministering even after all these, you know, like stay-at-home orders are lifted and we're able to travel about again?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, I think what we're all noticing is like maybe our lack of, like for me even, like how little I've used online as a platform to reach people. And I'm noticing it now because obviously it's our only way to reach people. And I'm like, oh wow, I haven't used this. So I do think as we move forward and things start to open up again and we're doing shows, and which I do think are going to be incredible, and I feel like by the time we're all doing that again, I think it's going to be incredible, because I think the excitement to come and worship and be involved in a corporate setting is going to be amazing. Yeah, I do see like almost like a new wave of like online concerts and things like that and interactions that we just haven't done. And I feel like, you know, that's going to be amazing. Yeah, I can't wait.
And what kind of feedback have you gotten? You mentioned you're doing your Friday night stream with youth, targeted toward youth. And of course, that's our heart here at Yes FM. We're very much a youth-oriented station, targeting this next generation. And we've heard a lot about this next generation, how it's the least Christian generation that we've had in a long time, and the challenges that are there. But what kind of feedback are you getting from those Friday night things? That do you see this as maybe God opening up an opportunity, especially to that younger generation, for that gospel message to get through to them?
Yeah, 100%. I think the uniqueness of this time is, you know, there's so little distractions. There's, you know, all sports being cancelled. You know, there's no other concerts. There's no things you can go to. And so people are almost forced to. It's strange because, you know, we've always been like, oh, don't, you know, stop watching TV and stop, you know, you should get off the internet and go outside and run around. But like those things, we can't do those things anymore. And so we're forced to be behind a screen. We're forced to connect people online. And I think, you know, our youth program that we're running has been, you know, been so well received because, you know, we've obviously had to change how it is. It's not usually we do an hour and a half program, but we've had to make it shorter and able to like just to make sure that we're maintaining people's attention for the time period. And I think it's been really, really cool. And as well, we've got like online interaction, so there's a live chat while it's happening. And I think it's been really, really well received. And, you know, we've even like in this time released, you know, another song since Best Friends that we were able to premiere at our youth group. And that was really cool because I feel like you can almost present these songs, and it's people just sitting there and they hearing it live at the same time as everybody else through a stream. And I feel like that feels pretty special.
And what song was that?
So this is a song called Lord Send Revival, which, to be honest with you, it was never on the plan to release that song at all. It was kind of like it's just a song that we had recorded earlier this year. at our summer camp, because, you know, in Australia we had those bushfires, and mm-hmm. so we'd written this song, and you know, the first line's "Peace like a river wash over me." We kind of had set that song up to be the song for that whole thing that was happening in Australia. And then, you know, we had Fool, we had Best Friends, and we had a few other songs that we were ready to put out. And then with everything going on, in light of, you know, this craziness that's happening in the world right now, you know, we really felt that this song was just, the Lord's in Revival, was something we wanted to put out. And, you know, it'd be a prayer, and I guess just a something that people could, you know, worship to and find peace and find comfort, and in knowing that, you know, God is in control. And so essentially that was never part of the plan, but it definitely felt right to have that song out earlier.
Yeah, I forgot you guys were dealing with the bushfires too. So it's been a kind of a tough year where you guys have been.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's actually been insane. We didn't, you know, all of November, December, October, November, December, January, it was just, you couldn't really go outside either. So it's, for people in Australia, it's almost been no summer at all. So yeah, it's been a difficult time, but it's been an incredible time in church, because I think the lean in, and I think people are so desperate to, you know, make sense of all of this. And I think church, and our church in particular in Australia, has been incredible, because it has been a place where people can come and I guess find answers.
See, let me ask you about that in Australia. What is the climate there? Is Christianity moving forward there? Do you see the church growing? Are people responding to the gospel there?
I think Australia is, you know, all in all, is definitely like a secular country. But I think that there is definitely, I have noticed, even just amongst my immediate kind of friends that aren't in church, there is 100% an openness. And, you know, it definitely feels, it feels like an awakening in a lot of ways, you know, because it just, like, there's this sense of coming home. And, you know, I think that Australia's always going to be a difficult place. It's so secular and culturally. But, no, I do think there's, like, a changing landscape. And, you know, that 100% is our prayer with it all, for sure.
Well, it's hard not to feel like God is shaking the world to wake us back up to Him and call us back to Him.
100%.
Yeah. We're talking with Aidan King from Hillsong Young and Free, their new single, Best Friends, and of course, one he just talked about, Lord Send Revival. And hey, Aidan, first of all, if folks are interested in checking out the Friday night feed that you guys do for youth, or more information about Hillsong Young and Free and the music that you guys have, how can they find out about all that stuff?
Yeah, if you go on YouTube on Friday, so it would be late Thursday night, I would say, or you could go on Friday morning, wherever you are in the U.S., and it's just on YouTube, you just type in Hillsong Youth. And you'll find it there. It's the top video for Hillsong Youth page, and it'll be a live link. And they kind of upload it straight away, so it'll be up there on Fridays. And then I guess anything else, if you go to hillsong.com/online, you can find the services there as well.
Excellent. Well, Aidan, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Loved it.
Blessings to you, and we'll keep you guys in prayer as you keep us in prayer.
Of course. Love you, mate. Thanks so much for having me.